If you have your Bible and want to follow along with us tonight, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it is a privilege and honor to be here this evening. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, I want to begin reading tonight, just for the sake of time, at verse number 9. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 9, it says, "For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity." But Charles, I want to preach tonight for just a few minutes, if God will help our hearts, on this thought: there's coming a day. There's coming a day. Now, as we look at this and we see this, and we know that God knows all things, right? And God knows who I am, and God knows who you are. God knows where we are. God knows what we need, and God knows how to meet that need. Now, I know a lot of times people are getting frustrated. The day and hour we live, and we're getting discouraged, and we're beginning to be frustrated and wonder, you know, what's going on. But I want to say that it's all in the hands of mighty God. Amen. He owns it all. Everything belongs to Him, and there's nothing that isn't His. You say, "Well, preacher, I own this, that." No, He does. And praise God, we're just renting it for a while. Amen. We're just pilgrims a-passing through, and we're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. And we preached on that Wednesday night. If you were here, what a blessing God was giving us in looking for the right place. And I want to say we'll know it when we get there, because it'll be a glorious place and it's prepared by the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." I'm looking for that. I'm expecting that, because He's made me the promise of that place. But until I get there, I want to know, and I want you to know, that He knows who we are. He knows what we need. He knows who we are. He knows where we're at. Amen. There's nothing that's ever taken Him by surprise when it comes to you and me. You know what, preacher? I don't know. There's been times and sicknesses and different things. I just wondered if God was there. I want to say, praise God, if you're still here, God was there.
Amen.
Amen. He was there to lift us up. He's there to encourage us. He's there to show us the way. And His way, praise God, is a perfect way. Amen. And we know that God knows us perfectly here. But the Bible tells us here in 1 Corinthians 13 that even though God knows us perfectly well, that one day we'll know Him perfectly too. As we look through today, praise God, we're not as perfect, and we don't understand perfectly. But I'm glad one day, praise God, that we'll understand it all. I was talking to a fellow today, and I got to thinking, Bro Watts, sometimes we think of this, and we try to be as doctrinally sound as we know how, and rightly divide into the Word of God. But I believe we're all going to get to heaven one day, and we're going to get around and say, "Boy, I didn't expect that. Amen. It's not like I thought it was." But praise God, I'm glad, praise the Lord, God's going to make it clear to us one day. Those that are saved and looking for His appearing, praise God, it's going to be revealed to us. We'll know all things, and we'll know Him, praise God, and He'll know us, and we'll know one another, and we'll just rejoice and praise around the throne of grace, praise God, through eternity. Amen. And what a day that's going to be. That's what God wanted to begin it. That's why He created earth, put man on it, to rejoice and worship and walk with Him. And praise God, when we get there, we'll get to do it all. Amen. I'm looking forward to that, ain't you? What an exciting time that's going to be. But now we look at it, and Paul says it's kind of like a mystery that we don't really understand. But one day, praise God, we will. Now, Paul says this in Romans chapter number 8. If you want to turn over right quickly, Romans chapter number 8 and verse 35. The Bible says this. He says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, now watch this. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors. Now, I don't know about you, a conqueror seems like a pretty exciting thing to be. But God says through Jesus Christ our Lord, we are more than conquerors. Amen. Praise God, not only have we conquered, but praise God, we're more than conquerors because we get to be partakers of that we come into through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And they were more than conquerors through Him that loved us. He said, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. So he said, this mystery we don't understand, but he said the mystery is solved when we realize, praise God, that the power is in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he brings us through everything that we face, every obstacle is in front of us, praise God. Hey, he brings us through it. Glory, hallelujah, for his glory, for his honor. What we got to do is don't get caught up in what's going on. Amen. Brother Bill, all those things, all those obstacles that's in our way, what we have to do is look through them, look past them. You say, preacher, how do we do that? By focusing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory, hallelujah. Because he's on the other side of somebody ought to jump up and shout. Every obstacle we face, he's already on the other side of it. He's already there to bring us out. He's already to give us help. He's already there to lift us up. He's already to bring us out. He's already put our feet up on the foundation, praise God, that's sure.
Amen.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah. He said, hey, he said, he is that blessed hope. Hey, the mystery is solved, glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. All those adversities that we face in this world, amen, we are more than conquerors of them. Amen. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. That means we come out victorious. Don't let the devil dissuade you and think, praise God, that you ain't going to end well. Amen. He's the one that ain't going to end well. Amen. We're going to end up in victory, praise God. We're already winners, praise God, in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
What we need to do is just look the old devil between Buck and Bill. Now, we're no match for him. But we aren't just looking between Buck and Bill, praise God, and just say, hey, devil, listen, I belong to Jesus. I don't belong to you no more.
Amen.
I'm walking with the Lord, praise God. He's walking with me. He's helping me because there's coming a day, praise God, everything's going to be made clear. And I know now, according to the volume of the book, that Jesus is on my side, that I'm on him, since his side. I chose him, praise God, when he called upon me, said, I want to save you by my marvelous grace. I died for your Calvary. Glory, hallelujah, count me in.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise his holy name. I want to be on Jesus' side. Amen. Praise God. And one day, when we get to that perfect state, we will be.
Amen.
Hey, I'm not perfect. I told him this morning, I'm not perfect yet, but one day I'm going to be perfect. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You're not perfect yet, but one day we're going to be perfect. Because we're going to be just like our Savior. Amen. We're going to be partaker with him in glory. But he made us a promise, praise God, that through him we can be made free from sin. Amen?
Amen.
And we don't have to live in sin. Romans 6:22, he said that we're made free from sin.
Amen.
Amen. And he said we're made free from sin and that we're servants to God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That means what does that mean to you? What does that mean to me? That means that I find sin repulsive.
That's it.
Amen. 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 Sin is repulsive to a child of God. Amen. We can't like it, as a little old feller said. Amen. Mama asked, he said, you want this, want that? He said, no, sin, I can't like it. Amen. I can't like sin. You say, why not? Because God don't like it.
Amen.
I find it repulsive. And now there's a lot of people that we know that used to find sin repulsive, and now they don't. Something's happened to them.
Yeah.
See, God hasn't changed. They have.
Amen.
Amen. We need to pray God to help them that they would find sin repulsive. I find sin something to stay away from. Find sin something to repent of and turn away from. Now, repentance means to ask God to forgive you, turn you back on it, never go back. Amen. They sin, praise God, they sin that's repulsive. Amen. Sin is, all sin is repulsive. It's repulsive to a child of God. But he said there's a fruit of holiness, praise God, and righteousness in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. There's a fruit, praise God. And now we find that fruit, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts. Amen. It's in that inward man that fruit is produced. Amen. It's in the inward man. I told this morning, praise God, that outward man, praise God, is corrupt. But that inward man, praise God, that inward man has to be the one that's cleaned up. That inward man is the one that has to be made righteousness, to the righteousness of Lord Jesus Christ, and then the outward man will change.
Amen.
Amen. Everything, praise God, about us will be different if we ever get right with God. Amen. People start looking at your neighbors will think different of you when you get right with God. You'll think different of your neighbor when you get right with God.
Amen.
Amen. Things will begin to change. Amen. The state and character of our life, praise God, because we'll realize that we got an inheritance, and it's not an inheritance of this world. It's an inheritance, praise God, in the kingdom of glory, praise the Lord. And we're looking forward to it. We're expecting it. We can't wait till we get it.
Amen.
Amen. I'm looking for an inheritance, ain't you? Paul was saying when we were children, we thought as children. He said, I understood as a child. We spake as a child. We understood as a child. I said, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Praise God, I began to think upon the good things of the Lord. Now what we have here, there's a lot of things here that we desire in this world. If we ain't careful, we get to lusting after things. Amen. In this old world. But praise God, the thing that I want the most is the Lord Jesus Christ. I want more of Him than I've ever had. I want all I can get of you. So, well, preacher, you're just selfish. You're greedy. Amen. That may be all right, praise God. But I just want all the Lord I can get. Amen. All this other stuff don't mean a whole lot to me. Hey, I'm not rich and I'll never be rich. But glory, hallelujah, I'm rich in Jesus. He's my Lord and my Savior. He's my God. He's my comforter. He's the one that walks with me. He's the one that talks with me. He's the one that lifts me up. He's the one that cleans me up. He's the one that shows me the way that I need to go. He is my righteousness. He's my stay. He's that ever-present help. He's the one that gives me the encouragement to stay in the fire. If it wasn't for Him, I'd give up a long time ago. I told you many times, I don't know how many times, I went down the road and I was like old Jeremiah. I said, boy, I messed that up this morning. I'm just going to give her up. I'm just going to quit. But before I ever get to the house, the Holy Ghost of God is a stirring in my soul. There's a fire a burning. And I just got to come one more time before the throne of grace and say, God, I know I can't. But God, I know You can. You can do all things. And praise God, I ask You to help me just to be a light, praise God, in the darkness of this world. And folks can see Christ Jesus and they magnify Your name so that You're lifted up. Praise God, high enough so that we can see You. Man, what's wrong in the world today? We're not lifting Him up high enough for people to see Him. We get caught in our childish ways and we become selfish. Amen. Amen. If we ain't careful, we'll say, well, my four no more. Amen. So I'm content the way it is, Lord. Me and mine's in. That's all that matters. Amen. Right, God help us if that's our attitude. Amen. We need to be desiring all that Jesus does.
Amen.
Jesus come to seek and to save the lost. And our heart ought to be burned because there's coming a day that we're going to stand beside God, before God, and we're going to give an account. Every idle word that we speak will be brought to remembrance. But I want to be able to say that I did. Hey, when I had the idle word, praise God, I had some words of encouragement to lift somebody up, to encourage somebody, tell them how good Jesus was, tell them how Jesus saved my soul from the depths of hell, how He lifted me up, praise God. Glory. Hey, if He could save me, glory to God, He'd save anybody. Amen. I'm like old Paul. I was the worst of the worst. I was the chief of sinners. Amen. But Jesus Christ come to me, praise God, and saved me by His marvelous grace.
Amen.
He made me somebody going somewhere. And I thank God for that. I'm talking about the state and character of my righteousness in Jesus Christ, my inheritance. My right, praise God, to that God give me.
Amen.
Through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen. He said that's why we can come boldly before the throne of grace, and we bring our decisions and bring them before the Lord and say, God, please just touch us and help us and minister to us and give us from the throne of grace. That'll encourage my heart so I can encourage somebody else's heart, so they can encourage somebody else's heart. Listen, youngers, if we get on fire for God enough to just see one soul saved and let that person get another person saved, lead them to Jesus Christ, it wouldn't take too long to take our country back.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. That's the only way it's going to happen. Amen. We can't count on our politicians to help us. Now, it's our responsibility to vote. I believe that. As Americans, as God-fearing Americans, it's our responsibility to vote and vote these old sorry rascals out. Amen. Praise God, get rid of them. It's our responsibility to put people in there that stand for the Word of God.
Amen.
The Constitution of the United States was bound upon the Word of God. It's praise God, a steadfastness in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, we got to have that again. We got to put God back in, and we got to kick the devil out. We got to say we had enough of that. A bunch of wickedness, a bunch of devils. Praise God, just need to go back to hell from which they come, and we just need to lift up the Lord. Praise God, lift Him up so high. Praise God, a lost and dying world can see Him, that they'll be compelled to come in.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord said to go in the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. Now that word compel needs to whatever it takes. Amen. Praise God. You say, what do you mean, preacher? I mean drag them in kicking and a squalling and a screaming. Amen, if we have to. Get them in, praise God, Lord. We can love on them and just show them the grace of God. I told somebody if I could take a big stick, knock them in the head and get them in, I would. But it won't work that way. But praise God, the love of God in the hearts of God's people, it'll make a difference if we just love them. I see what's wrong with old sinners. The reason they're old sinners, the reason they don't do right is because they don't know how. Because they don't know the God we know. They don't know the Lord we know. They don't know the Holy Spirit that we know. There's nothing in them to lead them in the right direction. But I thank God, hey, praise God, there's coming a day that God Almighty, He's going to move through and He's going to touch hearts. And I believe that day's today.
Amen.
I believe we need a spirit of revival in this land. Amen. I believe we're overdue for a Holy Ghost revival. I believe we need the touch of God upon our land and upon our people. I believe we're looking through a glass darkly. He tells us, verse 12, but then face to face. If we ever get to looking upon the Lord Jesus Christ face to face, and we see Him as He is, glory, hallelujah. What a Savior we have tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody who loved you and me enough to save us, to give Himself for us.
Amen.
To shed His blood, to take our beatings. Amen. He didn't deserve that. I did. I deserved everything He got. But I'm glad, praise God, He took that for me.
Amen.
He loved me enough, He took it for me. Praise God, listen, I see through a glass darkly. But one of these days, glory to God, I'm going to see Him face to face. I'm looking forward to that. I'm expecting it. But until then, praise God, we go through a couple of struggles. Amen. Number one, we struggle to be free from sin. Sin's ever at the door. Have you ever noticed you don't have to go hunting for sin? Amen. You don't have to hunt for sin. Sin will find you. It'll come to where you are. Amen. But He said we're supposed to be free from sin. Amen. And it said when we get free from sin, praise God, we gotta find a way to be free from sin, and we gotta find a way. The two struggles we have is being free from sin and being wholly dedicated to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You can't be dedicated to the Lord and have sin in your life. And if you got sin in life, you can't be dedicated to the Lord. Amen. So we got to be that devotion that we have to Him, praise God. We got to have that devotion. We got to have that dedication. But we got to get the sin out of our life. We have to ask God to help us. Because we have to remember that we can't do it, but praise God, He can. That we're more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord, praise God. We can't do it, but praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven who's already done it for us.
Amen.
I'm a winner, praise the Lord, through Jesus my Savior. Praise God. The things that He's already done, God is able.
Amen.
Let me just give you some verses tonight. God is able. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20, he said God's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, how does he have, he said he's able to do, amen. He's able to do,
amen.
Yeah, what's he able to do? He's able to do anything you need him to do. Amen. He's your heavenly Father. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
Amen.
Amen. Able to do it above that we can ask or think. According, how's he do it? According to the power that worketh in us. He said, God's able to do exceedingly abundantly above, praise God, that we ask and think according to the power that, they said, ain't something working in us.
Amen.
Amen. That's what was a working in us this morning when the Holy Ghost come by, praise God, and it got so foggy in here. Amen. We thought we was in a London fog. Got so foggy in here, I couldn't even read the scripture this morning. You know what that was? That was the Holy Ghost of God. That was working in us, praise God. It worked its way out, and it was running out through our eyes, and it was overflooding our soul, praise God. And it was getting us under the spout where the glory comes out, and we just say, glory, hallelujah. God's working it out.
Amen.
Amen. He knows what we need in these last days because there's coming a day. Amen. That God's able. In Mark chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believeth. Amen. All things are possible. Jesus said it.
Amen.
Hey, Brother Austin, he said, I believe it.
Amen.
Amen. He said, all things are possible to him that believeth. The thing is tonight, we got to ask, do we believe?
Amen.
Do we believe that he is God? Beside him, there's no other. And the Bible says there's nothing impossible to please God. Nothing impossible to God. Amen. He's able to do all things, and he does them well. Amen. Exceedingly well. All things are possible to him that believeth. If we believe on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we put our faith and trust in him, praise God, all things are possible. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you mean all of our youngins, all of our people, all of our lost folks, praise God, can get in and be saved? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God wants them, everyone, whosoever will, whosoever receive Jesus Christ, praise God, to be saved.
Amen.
By the marvelous grace of God, he wants to move in their hearts. He wants to save them by his grace. He wants to lift them up. He wants to encourage them. He wants to draw them unto himself.
Amen.
Amen. There's coming a day.
Amen.
That drawing power, praise God. It's good. It's there. There's coming a day. I believe, Brother Junior, he's going to save them all. Every one of our youngins, our grandyoungins, our people, praise God, they're going to flock in. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have to knock out a wall, add pews. That'd be all right.
Amen.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Get in worshiping together. I'd like to see it get on fire, praise God. So good for about 6-8 weeks, 6-8 months, praise God. I don't even get to preach, glory God. God, the Lord just show up, the big preacher show up and just bless us from the top of head, soles of our feet. Hey, praise God, you get to can't help it so bad that you won't even care.
Amen.
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 The Lord come begin to move upon our hearts and help us, praise the Lord. Hey, people be coming for miles around to see what's going on at Stony Fork Baptist Church.
Amen.
Praise God. They're saying they let them people down there. They done got a hold of something up there that's got a hold of them. Praise God. That whole bunch has done lost their mind or something. And somebody say, well, we better go up there and see what's going on. And maybe you go get some psychiatrists to go up there, and they'll come up there and they'll see them. It ain't nothing bad. It ain't a mental attitude, praise God, but it's a spiritual revival.
Amen.
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 It don't start up here. It starts down here.
Amen.
Amen. Hearts of God's people. Praise his holy name. Makes a difference. Jesus said all things are possible to them that believe. Romans chapter 8, 31, Bible tells us that all things are given to us.
Amen.
Look at that verse. Romans chapter 8.
Amen.
Romans 8 and 31. Bible says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us. Now watch this. Who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things.
Amen.
If there's anything you need, to praise God, God's already got it offered. He's already offered it up in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's already offered up the help, the hope, the confidence, the assurance that we need in Jesus as our Savior. The Savior, praise God, of a lost and a dying world. Pray He'd come to where we was. All things are given to us through Him. I pray God we receive that free gift. It don't cost, I told this morning, it don't cost you nothing. If it did, we couldn't pay it. But glory, hallelujah, I'm glad it was free gift. It was a free gift that was given to us on the cross of Calvary. It was a free gift that's given to us when He got up from the tomb. It was a free gift, praise God, He gave to us when He rose to sit at the right hand of the Father on high. It's a free gift that we can have today. All we got to do is receive it.
Amen.
Amen. Holy Spirit of God moves upon your heart. Shows you, praise God, you need. And you just receive the Lord Jesus Christ and that free pardon of sin. Ask Him to forgive you, praise God. Ask Him to come into your heart. Pray God, the struggles that we face to be free from sin, the struggles that we face to be wholly devoted to God. It's all in a package that God gives us, and it's free.
Amen.
Amen. Don't cost us a thing. See, there's some things that we've already obtained too. Things we've already got a hold of, praise God. The Bible tells us in Colossians 3:3, He said, "For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God."
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, that old man that I used to be is dead. He's gone. The Bible says to mortify the deeds of the flesh. Amen. He said, in other words, treat them like you hate them. You don't like what the flesh does. Amen. The flesh can't be pleasing to God. Amen. Outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. But praise God, that inward man that works in you and lives in you and lives in me, praise God. He's the one that makes that difference. He's the one that begins to compel us. He's the one that begins to draw us. He's the one that puts our feet on a firm foundation of Jesus Christ our Lord. And He helps us to walk therein according to His perfect way and His perfect peace and His perfect harmony and His perfect joy. Everything about Him, praise God, is perfect tonight. Amen. One of these days we'll be perfect. Amen. We'll know everything because we'll know Him. We'll be with Him. That's exciting, isn't it? But they said, now this old man is dead. You're dead. Amen. Your life is hid with Christ in God. Amen. It's kind of like I always think of this, Brother Watts. I always think about this as a little kid. And we was out here yesterday. We had a baby shower for my daughter. And my little granddaughter was up here. And she's just 19 months old. And when anybody come around that was a stranger, she'd run hide behind Papa. She'd get behind my legs and look out between. Like if she was back there, nobody could see her. And when I think about what the Lord tells here, that we're hid in Christ Jesus, praise God, that we're hiding behind the Lord, our Lord and Savior, praise God. We just snuggle up behind Him, and He protects us from this world. He protects us from the adversary. He protects us from ourselves.
Amen.
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 The thing that I have the most problem with in this world is me. Amen. We want to pack everything in the world off on the devil. But I told you before, devil's not omnipresent. He's not everywhere all the time. Amen. Hey, you get to trying to pack it off on devil, you might as well just look in the mirror. That may be the devil you're facing. That one that you shave, that one that you curl their hair. That may be the person that's giving you the fit. But praise God, I'm glad, like Miss G says, sometimes you can just look up the glory. Amen. Say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And everything seems to change. The light gets brighter. There's illumination, praise God, that illuminates your heart. And you just realize that you're hid in Jesus Christ, your Savior. Amen. Not exposed to the world and the demons of hell. Praise His name. The Bible tells in Galatians 5:24, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affection and the lust. You say, how do you get that help from the Lord? How do you hide in Jesus, praise God? You crucify the flesh. Amen. Praise God. They crucify the flesh with the affection and the lust thereof.
Amen.
Praise God, the biggest longing we ought to have is for a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I've told the church, I've told you many, many times, praise God, we talk about priorities. There's no such thing as priorities. Amen? That's an oxymoron. There's no such thing as priority. There is a priority. That's that takes precedence in our lives. And the priority that we ought to have is Jesus Christ as our Savior. Amen. Jesus Christ as our shepherd, our chief shepherd, our master shepherd. When we make Him that priority, He said, then everything else He'll put in order. Amen. You know what's wrong with us? We're out of order. We're trying to prioritize our lives and we don't have a priority. Amen? But when you get Jesus Christ as your priority, amen, He makes the difference. Praise God. He is that difference. Colossians 3:9, He says, putting off the old man with his deeds. Amen? Those things that we used to do, we don't do no more. Amen? There's a whole lot of things. Hey, there's a whole lot of things I could do in this old flesh, but praise God, there's a whole lot of things I won't do.
Amen.
Because the Holy Ghost of God chose me, it's not right, praise God. So there's a whole lot of things I could do, but I'm not going to do because God showed me that it's not right. It's not going to bring honor and glory to His name, so I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to flee from it, praise God, because I don't want to bring a reproach on His name. Amen. He's been good, too good to me for that. He's blessed me and helped me, praise God. Amen. Romans 6:7 said, hey, we've been freed from sin. Amen. You say, preacher, you mean I don't have to sin no more? That's right. We don't have to sin no more, praise God. We put our faith and trust Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, the Holy Ghost of God comes and dwells in our heart. He cleans off that old table, sets us a new table. We can dine on the Spirit of God in the help of God in the direction of the Lord, praise God, as He ministers to us and ministers through us. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're freed from sin. Amen. Praise God. And Peter says that we've ceased from sin. Look at 1 Peter chapter 4. Let me just read that to you. 1 Peter chapter 4. Amen. Verse 1 and 2. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1 and 2 says, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin. I mean, let me tell you, when you try to do right, your flesh won't like it. We've got people in this church that we've got family members, praise God, that's trying to get out of sin, trying to do right. And you can't do it by yourself, but praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ will help you. But their flesh won't like it. Amen. He said, he no longer shall live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. Amen. So we start looking at what will be pleasing to the Lord. Amen. We start living not to the lust of the flesh, but praise God, we start really, we mortify these flesh. We start putting aside the sin that so easily affects us, and we start living to the will of God. Amen. According to the volume of the book.
Amen.
Amen. We got it in the volume of the book. He tells us what we need to do. We just need to follow the Scriptures. Praise God. Putting off those old deeds. Being free from sin. Ceasing from sin. You know, preacher, what does that do? It brings us fruits of holiness. Amen. Fruits of holiness unto the Lord. The Bible says in Romans 6:22 that we've been made free from sin. The Bible says in Romans 6:22 that they've been made servants of God. But the Bible also says in Romans 6:22 that we're the fruit of holiness unto the Lord. Amen. He said, but now being made free from sin, Romans 6:22, and being become servants of God, ye have your fruit unto holiness in the end, everlasting life. Amen. He said, when we seek God and we find Him, praise the Lord, because He's already come to where we were and He's already lifted us up, He's already given us a direction, and we seek that will, praise God, to walk with Him, to talk with Him, to be led of Him, praise the Lord. He begins to take us in the path of righteousness. We become fruitful for Him. The fruit of righteousness, praise God, is manifest in our lives, in our heart. Everybody around us see it. Praise God, they won't be able to miss it. They may not like the new you, but God sure will. Amen. Praise His holy name. The fruit of holiness in Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You say, well, preacher, why do we need that? Because He said it's a prerequisite for heaven. Amen. Old Brother Bill used to say, it's never wrong to do right. It's time to do right now.
Amen.
Amen. It's never wrong to do right. It's time to do right right now. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter number 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 14. He said, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. He said, we'll have peace with all men because we love them. Amen. Praise God. These people in this world, I don't like them. I'll just be honest. I don't like them because I don't like the sin that they're living in. But I love them, praise God, and I'd like to see them saved. Amen. Well, praise God, when they get saved, when they experience the Lord Jesus Christ, then they'll become friends. Amen. They'll cease from sin. He said, but without holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligent, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. But he said, pray God, through God Almighty, through the sweet Spirit, through the fruitfulness of holiness, praise God, God begins to take us and give us, light us, and show us and point us to glory. The blessed promise of heaven. Amen. I want to be, at the end of the journey, I want to be found right with God, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. I want my last days to be my best days for Him.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, I'll be honest with you. I give a whole lot of my days to the devil. But praise God, I want my last days to be for Jesus. I want to lift up His name. I want to praise Him. I want Him to get, because there's coming a day when we're going to have to stand before Him. Hey, it's coming a day that we're everyone going to have to give an account of everything we said, everything we done after we were saved. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The judgment seat of Christ, we're going to have to give account everything that we done. And I want to be able to stand before Him and be found pleasing to Him. Because there's coming a day. It's coming a day when we're going to go home.
Yes.
Amen. There's coming a day, and we need to be ready.
Amen.
We need to be ready. We need to be expecting Him to come. You know, Paul was expecting the Lord to come back in his time.
That's right.
He was expecting Jesus to come back. Amen. Praise God, I'm expecting to come back too. I'm expecting to come get me one day. Whether by the grave, by the rapture, praise God, I'm looking to go out of here. Amen. I'm looking to go to be with the Lord. You say, preach, how can you do it? By just confessing our sins. 1 John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins. Now notice the personal pronouns. If we confess our sins. I won't say we all sin and come short of the glory of God. He said, if we'll confess our sins, yours and mine, He is faithful and just to forgive who? Us. Me and you. Amen. He's able to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us. Amen. Praise God. So He said, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Everything that's not right with God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. That day's coming today. We're going to stand before the Lord and Lord's going to look at us. He said, glory, hallelujah, but what a blessing. Amen. Praise God. He said, you've done your best. You tried to do it right. You trusted in the Lord. The Lord helped you and you let Him. And welcome in, thou good and faithful servant. Amen. Won't that be something, praise God? We stand before God with a clean record and a clean heart. One day He said in Psalms 24, He said, hey, listen, He said, would you like to rule and reign with me? And I said, oh, yes, Lord. I'd love to rule and reign with you. He said, well, let me see your hands. He said, let me see your heart. He said, let me see them hands. What did you do? And what was the attitude in which you did it? Amen. I want to be found a servant of the Lord. Because Paul said in Romans 6, 22, found as a servant, forsaking sin, a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, seeking to do His will, and faithfulness to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the will of the Father. That was our Lord's desire too. He said, not my will, but thine be done.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, church, I want the will of God to be done in our hearts, our lives. I want to see Jesus Christ high and lifted up. I want to be an encouragement, praise God, in these last days of this dispensation of grace. God's letting us live in the most precious time that there's ever been. Amen. The most precious time that they've ever been. You said, well, preacher, the Bible says in the last days there's going to be a falling away. He said, yeah, but we're not of those that fall away into perdition, to be made useless. Glory, hallelujah. We're the ones that lift up the Savior and keep praising His name and keep marching on. Glory, hallelujah. Storming hell with a squirt gun and say, glory, God is good. He's a blesser. He's merciful. He's good to all of us. And we're going to keep pressing on for the Savior. Till we get to the end of the way. Amen. Till we get over there to old Chili Jordan. Jesus said, and John said, we'll not see death. Amen. Because a child of God, He said, we're just going to close our eyes here and wake up over in glory. Amen. Said, when you cross old Chili Jordan, I'm glad we're followers of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Because He knows. I know I'm weird. But I think of Jesus. He said, I believe when He crossed over old Chili Jordan, He knows where those stepping stones are. Amen. And He said, just follow Me and everything will be all right.
Amen.
Amen. I had an old fellow used to work with me, and old Brother Don, he was a good man, loved the Lord. And when he was going out of here, his son was there with me, and his son was a lost man. I know he didn't make this up, but he said, preacher, said my daddy was going out of here. He said he was on the last stages, and he said, son, my feet's getting wet. Son, my feet's getting wet. And said he got to reaching up with them feeble little hands. He said, son, my feet's are getting wet. He said, what do you think that meant? I believe he was crossing over Jordan. He was raiding that river, praise God, heading over into the promised land. Amen. And Jesus was on yonder shore saying, come on, son. Amen. Glory, hallelujah, it'll be all right.
Amen.
Come on in. You say, how do you know? Because He'd done the same thing to Stephen. As Stephen was being rocked to sleep, Jesus stood up at the throne of grace, at the right hand of the Father. Heavens is opened up, and He said, come on, Stephen.
Amen.
You've had enough of that. Just come on home. Amen. There's coming a day. We're going to be with the Lord. What a day that'll be.
Amen.
I'm expecting till He come. And praise God. He said, what I'm doing, just trying to be found pleasing to Him, putting away sin, and just seeking to follow the Lord Jesus Christ in the free pardon of sin with an expectation of a helper from the throne of grace, one who has all power in heaven and on earth. Amen.